Does Pope Francis want Joe Biden to win and Donald Trump to lose? This is a question that I covered yesterday on the live stream in which we discussed Archbishop Vigano and his analysis of what's going on in the United States of America, what's going on in China. And there I explained that the globalists need the greatest superpower of the East, which is China, and the greatest superpower of the West, which is the United States of America, to come on board with the globalist agenda. And let's be honest, this whole COVID scare has accelerated both nations toward that purpose. And we see that this alliance of China and America was already being brokered and arranged by the ex-cardinal of Washington, D.C., Theodore McCarrick. Theodore McCarrick, Pope Francis, Cardinal Tobin, as we'll see, they all want Joe Biden, who is a fake Catholic who supports abortion, unnatural marriage, and all kinds of ungodly things, funding of Planned Parenthood. They all want this fake Catholic on the so-called throne in Washington, D.C., so they can continue their agenda, which is to create the East-West globalism. They need China. They need the United States of America. Now, many people are confused and upset because Cardinal Tobin, who is a buddy-buddy of Pope Francis, you can see him right here. Boom, boom, boom. There he is. That's big Cardinal Tobin. He came out this week basically endorsing Joe Biden as the proper candidate. So I'm going to play that video so you can see it. Before I do, I'm going to invite all of you to pray with me. We'll pray the Our Father, the Pater Noster. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Almighty God, please bless all of us through the Holy Ghost. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, real quick, I'm going to play this clip. And I think I just hit this. Let's see if this works. I'm going to just play the clip. It's hosted here on LifeSite News. It's easiest. So here we go. It's short. Cardinal Tobin, named Cardinal by Francis.
I think that a person in good conscience could vote for Mr. Biden. I frankly, in my own way of thinking, have a more difficult time with the other option.
Okay, there it is. So he said that you can follow your conscience and no problem, vote for Biden. In fact, he has a problem voting for the other option. Let me play this clip again one more time. Ready? Here we go.
I think that a person in good conscience could vote for Mr. Biden. I frankly, in my own way of thinking, have a more difficult time with the other option.
So there it is, from the Cardinal's own mouth. Now, Cardinal Tobin is he wrote a endorsement of James Martin's book on building bridges. I think that's the title. Can't quite remember. You also remember Cardinal Tobin. He's the one who in 2018 tweeted out to the whole world, "Nighty night, baby, I love you," as he was getting on an airplane. He later deleted the tweet, and he says that it was a greeting to one of his sisters. Now, I have a sister. I've never written my sister saying, "Nighty night, baby, I love you." This was kind of more scandalous because it was found out that he had an Italian underwear model living there at the rectory. Super sketchy. Super sketchy. Now, this, we don't know this for a fact, but this leads many people to conclude that this is the reason why Cardinal Tobin is so sympathetic to the LMNOPLGBT agenda. And, of course, he's promoting James Martin and extremely, very much so, promoting the agenda of Pope Francis. And in 2020, if you're not clear on the agenda of Pope Francis, where have you been? Where have you been? We all know what it is. It's all about aligning the church with the UN, with eco-theology, with the Abu Dhabi document, that all religions are willed by Almighty God. That means God wills Islam. He wills Hinduism. He wills Buddhism. This is the teaching of Francis. It's very problematic. Now, you can see that the American hierarchy, led by her cardinals, such as Wuerl, Tobin, who you just saw on the screen, Supich, and others, they very, 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 very much need Biden to win. Two reasons. The first reason, which is the most apparent, is they need cash money. Cash rules everything around me, says the cardinals and hierarchy of the USCCB. The lay people are not giving them money anymore. It's not just 2018, 19, 20. The plates, the baskets that are extended to us are coming back emptier and emptier by the year because the lay people do not trust the bishops and the cardinals. Sadly, and I've lamented this several times here on this podcast, people use the word bishop almost as a pejorative, and that's wrong. I don't want to be one of those people, but you hear people say, well, bishops, bishops, like it's a bad word or something. No, bishops should be saints and shepherds of the faithful. Unfortunately, we don't have that. Now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the most pro-abortion ticket that the United States has ever seen. And they're soft and pro-China. Look, it's not that hard. Just read Vigano's 10-page interview with Marco Tassotti that came out this week. Read it and you will understand what's going on a global level. You will come to understand that there's an East-West power struggle. And it's being mediated by the biggest and largest global institution on earth. What is the largest institution on the globe? It is the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, the globalists see the Catholic Church as one of the most powerful pieces on the chessboard. And you can be sure that the devil knows that the Catholic Church is the end game. He wants the Catholic Church. He wants the hierarchy. And ultimately, he doesn't just want globalism. He wants all human souls forever burning in hell. And how does he accomplish that? Not just by attacking the church from the outside, but by attacking the church from the inside. It is a full-blown infiltration in 2020. Please read my book. I'm not just trying to sell you a book. Go to the library and read it for free. Check it out. It gives you the 200-year game plan by which the secularists, the Marxists, the communists, the modernists have infiltrated the church, trying to use her to promote the ungodly agenda. That's it. And now we see these infiltrators. Tobin, Cardinal Tobin is an infiltrator. There, I said it. And he is going to use the scarlet, his red Beretta, to promote the election of Joe Biden, the most pro-abortion president with Kamala Harris we will ever experience if that should happen. So, does Pope Francis want Joe Biden to win? Yes, Joe Biden, I don't have it with me. Joe Biden released a campaign video with him smiling and hanging out with Pope Francis. Biden couldn't put that out without permission from the Holy See. Biden's not going to put out a campaign video with him buddying up with his bro, Francis, without getting that cleared. So you can be assured that Francis is allowing Biden to use his image and reputation to bolster up the Catholic vote for Biden. And now he's using his American cardinals to do the same. Notice that Tobin didn't even mention the name Trump. He just said, you know, with my conscience, I can't even imagine voting for the other option, by which he meant Trump. So there it is. We got to pray. As Jesse Romero says, he'll be on next week. We got to church up. We got to pray up. We got to sacrament up. This is not a time to be a lukewarm Catholic. This is not a time to kind of be Catholic and check in. This is a time to be radically Catholic. As Bishop Barron calls me, an extremist. Now is the time to be an extreme Catholic. That means you pray the rosary every single day. You read the Bible every single day. You do an examination of conscience. You go to confession every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks. You attend the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass. You find good preachers and good priests. You attend the traditional Latin Mass or the Eastern liturgies. It's time to get fully serious, fully on board with our Catholic faith. Because why? Why? We love Jesus. We love the Most Holy Trinity. We love the Sacred Heart. And we want all souls on earth to love Jesus and to be happy with him in heaven forever and ever and ever. That's what this is all about. It's all about love of Jesus Christ. That's it. All right, let us close in prayer. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us, Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everybody, thanks for watching. I already said it. Pray the rosary every day. You're not on the team. Read the Bible. Wear the brown scapular. Go to the traditional Latin Mass. You've heard me say it. You've heard me say it. This is how we get strong in Christ, how we become soldiers for Jesus Christ. If you like the video, please hit thumbs up. Please share this video on Facebook and on Twitter. And if you're new, please subscribe and hit the bell to be notified of live videos. Speaking of live videos, I will be back here online on YouTube with Matt Gaspers. He and I are going to do a longer show today in which we're going to do a global analysis of Archbishop Vigano's recent interview with Marco Tassotti. I've already done, I think, 3 or 4 short videos on that interview. Today, we're going to do the mega big analysis. Matt Gaspers from Catholic Family News and myself, we're going to go through the whole interview and share our thoughts with that and guide you through it. So I'll see you if you want to join us in 10 minutes. We'll be live once again with Matt Gaspers. Till then, remember our Lord Jesus Christ said you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty.